Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Frederick Corrales is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's our new friend. He's Executive Vice President of Revenue Generation at Carlson Hotels Worldwide. Sounds like you and me, doesn't it, small business owners? We're in charge of revenue generation in our businesses, aren't we? And who would have thought that a big company like Carlson would have had a person that does exactly what we do, generate revenue? Frederick, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here. And when my audience hears that you're in charge of revenue generation for Carlson Hotels Worldwide, they say, "Hey, that's me. That's what I do."
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. They probably don't really know what Carlson Hotels is, but we're actually a bunch of small business owners in a sense. You know, we have about 1,000 hotels worldwide, and we're in an mm-hmm. industry which is the hospitality and tourism industry, which actually is the world's biggest industry in a day and age where there's aging population, a lot of disposable income, and travel and the desire to learn is just growing across the world. And we, with our 1,000 hotels, more or less, most of them are owned by individuals. And these are small business entrepreneurs who decide to get into the lodging and the hospitality business and build a hotel.
So these are basically your franchisees, aren't they?
These are our franchisees. And they
you brand their facility with one of Carlson's brands.
Exactly. For example, Radisson or Country Inn & Suites are the two dominant brands here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So between the two of them, there's about 600 hotels across the country. Each hotel run by an entrepreneur, individual business person.
Well, and that's a great opportunity. And on behalf of all of those small business owners, Frederick, and their families and their employees and their customers, we thank you for the role that Carlson plays in that, because what you've done is you've created a lot of opportunity, haven't you?
Well, we do. We obviously manage the brands and the infrastructure that they can tap into to help drive their business. And my role in revenue generation is all about branding. It's about marketing. It's about loyalty programs, sales, anything that we can do to offer tools and resources to help the small business unit grow.
When you say branding, Frederick, and this is my audience, and by the way, Frederick, my audience is rolling their eyes right now, because they know how much I get on my soapbox about branding. See,
yeah.
Carlson is a wonderful brand. Carlson is a worldwide brand. I've known about Carlson for at least 20 years, maybe more, and that's just my knowledge of it, and so you've got a wonderful brand that you've been building, that you've been developing worldwide. And so when a lot of times small business owners, when they think of a brand, they think of Carlson, they think of Radisson, as you said, and that makes them think that they really can't have a brand of their own. But I've been telling them that that's not true, and I'd like for you to tell us what your opinion is when you think of branding. What do you think about?
You know, brand is all about image and perception, and each and every one of us are our own brand in our own right. And I think this in particular lives with a small business owner. You know, you picture yourself in a small business community where you're an individual who makes a difference, and people know you and trust you. And trust and reputation is what branding is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And as then you build up your business, people become loyal to you because they trust you.
So
and
the,
gradually,
so
that may grow into something, as Carlson has done over 70 years, from a $50 investment to a multi-billion dollar empire. It's still all about the trust of that name, and the name was Carlson when it started.
So when I see a Carlson brand, either Carlson or Radisson or Countrywide,
Country Inn and Suites.
Country Inn and Suites, which I, by the way, I've stayed at before. When I see those, see folks, the connection, the emotional connection, the perception that you're talking about, Frederick. When I see those, if I had a good experience at the last one, then that's the brand, isn't it? I mean, if the next time I see that, I see two or three options, and one of them is Country Inns or one of them is Radisson, if I have options and I had a good experience and the people served me well, that's the brand, not just the name, is it? The name is just how I remember it.
That is exactly right. That is the brand. And then you have trust and confidence, and over time you start to build up loyalty. And that actually is one of the things that I wanted to chat about a little bit. As part of that whole loyalty is also the whole notion of frequent traveler programs, like
right.
our new Gold Points Plus, which is a loyalty program for consumers. So you know and trust the brand, and then we have developed our program to also reward you for engaging with us over time.
Very smart program that you guys are launching, and of course there are many others. There are many others, many travel programs that you know that the travel industry offers. The airlines offer frequent flyers, et cetera, et cetera. But you've got your Gold Points program, for example, is one I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit about. But it only works if you take care of your customers, doesn't it?
It only works if you take care of the customers. You cannot bribe a customer to be loyal. You've got to serve them.
Say that again.
You cannot bribe them. You've got to serve them. You've got to please them. And if you if you get the basics right, then something like a loyalty program can just be the value add that sort of builds more stickiness with that consumer.
Right. Well said, Frederick. What about, go ahead and give us a little bit about the Gold Points program.
Well, I think the interesting part for your audience is that if they engage in a program like this, let's say they like and trust our brands, they stay with us, they enroll in Gold Points Plus and they earn their points. Well, as a small business owner, those points are yours. That's cash value. You can translate those points into redeeming free room nights, which you can use for your own business travel, which helps you offset some cost. Now, if you think about the big corporations, here, of course, it becomes a perk where the traveler uses it for their own vacation planning and other things. But I think for the small business owner, it's a benefit to offset costs within their daily lives of running their business.
Well, and I, just out of curiosity, does the Gold Points program transfer across all the different brands that you have?
You know, it's available at the our top-end brand, which is Regent, our luxury brand, Radisson, Country Inn & Suites, Park Plaza, and Park Inn.
Okay,
of our brands offer these at over 900 locations worldwide in 71 countries.
How many in the United States? How many installations do you have in the United States?
You know, there's about 600 hotels in the U.S., and again, that's predominantly the Radisson brand and the Country Inn & Suites brand.
Yeah.
And I think your listeners probably will know Radisson and Country Inn
quite well. Right, exactly. Give us that website, Richard. Frederick.
The website is www.goldpointsplus.com.
GoldPointsPlus.com, and
that's for Radisson and Country Inn & Suites brands here in the U.S.
Frederick Corrales and I will be right back. He's Executive Vice President for Carlson Hotels. I'm going to ask him some more about what he's learned in this industry that will help you and me and our small businesses. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Your heart may be broken tonight.
Are you reeling in the years? Slowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Frederick Corrales. Frederick is Executive Vice President of Revenue Generation for Carlson Hotels Worldwide, and we're talking about the hospitality industry and some of the things that they do that you and I can learn from. Frederick, do you recommend now you've got your Gold Points program, your frequent traveler type program, your rewards program, and this is a brand new program, and I'm going to get you to mention that again in a minute, but do you recommend that small business owners try to build a loyalty program not unlike the Gold Points program?
I think it depends on the nature of the business and the size of the business and obviously the competitive environment. You know, to start with, get the fundamentals right. Make sure you satisfy the customer from a value perspective. And then in order to build that business, loyalty programs are proven to add growth in terms of incremental revenue. They do bind consumers above and beyond the basics of satisfying the basics. So, yes, but it really depends on the nature of the business. It works well in retailing. It works well in travel and hospitality.
Right. Well, now, you also have partnered with people with your Gold Points Plus, haven't you?
We do. We partner. We will partner, for example, to allow people to redeem for different things. We'll give. We'll allow members to redeem for charitable causes. The World Childhood Foundation, as an example, is an organization that takes care of children who are being exploited, so people can redeem towards that. We also have something to offset your carbon footprint, which is a mm-hmm. big new thing in this world of green and responsible
yes.
business.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that very appealing to our members. You know, we across the system, we in the U.S., we have just about 1 million members in the loyalty program, and that's growing rapidly. And, you know, we're a smaller company compared to some of our big competitors, but we see that as a great opportunity market share.
The reason I mentioned the partnership thing is because, to me, this is the way a small business owner could create something on a small scale, like your GoPoints Plus program, and that is by identifying somebody in the marketplace who's not a direct competitor but might be a homogeneous fit for you and put something together with them.
Yeah, and the big way we do is with airlines.
Go ahead.
You know, we work with about 23 airlines. So here in the U.S., Northwest, and U.S. And American Airlines, United, these are the kind of airlines that we work with to support and partner with each other.
Talk to us, Frederick, about what Carlson's learned about customer service.
You know, at the end of the day, what we know about customer service is that it's number one. It really is. If you're running a hotel, you can be forgiven if that hotel is not the most modern facility, but you cannot be forgiven if there's an attitude problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot be forgiven if you don't rectify things when things go wrong. And, you know, in hospitality and retailing, things go wrong all the time because it's a human industry, human business. But if you can get it right by correcting it and showing that you care and taking care of that client, then you build loyalty.
Well,
you build trust.
Don't you have to? Isn't one of the keys to success in your industry and I think in small business, empowering employees to be able to make decisions?
Empowering employees, exactly. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of gimmicks and tricks. It all comes down to how you train and how you lead. At Radisson example, we run a program called Yes, I Can, which basically just says your attitude always has to be to do what's right for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a simple phrase, Yes, I Can. But it says it all. It empowers the employee to get it right. And, you know, that needs training. Because in our industry, there's a lot of turnover. And you'll find that also in all small businesses out there and detailing
mm-hmm.
and so on. You
yep.
have a lot of turnover. You got to keep these people trained to focus them on the customer.
And the training, it's not easy either, is it?
It's not easy. You've got to train, repeat, train, and then you got to deal with the labor turnover. So you got new people coming in and out of the system. We actually extend our loyalty program to our employees. So we actually have Gold Points Plus for employees. So that they can earn points that they can also redeem for when they engage in our training programs. And we see that as a big motivator to get them engaged.
So that way if they earn points, they can stay at your hotels?
They can stay at our hotels.
So that's like is that like a busman's holiday?
It probably is.
Well, they got to sleep somewhere, right?
Exactly. It's one of the benefits of being in the hospitality business is getting access to discounted rooms and being able to stay across the world.
Can I offer? I'd like to make a stab at something here, Frederick. I'd like for you to, and I have no reason for saying this about your company. It's just something that's rippled through the marketplace. It's driving me crazy. Train your people to not say no problem. When somebody says thank you, don't say no problem. Would you do that for me?
You know what? I'll try.
I hear you. It should be. It's my pleasure, not no problem.
Yeah. No, it's coming at it from a negative perspective.
I hate that. I don't know why that's where that's come from in the system. But
you know,
there's some slang
out there that we should abolish.
Exactly. I hope. I'm asking all the people like you that I speak with to try to get that out of our lexicon. Hey, Frederick, give us the website again, please.
You know, the website is www.goldpointsplus.com.
And that's a brand new program for Carlson. That's a brand new program for Carlson, isn't it?
Brand new program.
All right. Goldpointsplus.com?
That's it.
All right. And Carlson, folks, Radisson Hotels in the U.S.,
the Country Inns and Suites,
those are all across the U.S. And they're mostly owned by small business owners, just like you and me. I like that part. Hey,
exactly.
Frederick, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I will be delighted.
Enjoyed having you here.
We'll see
you next time.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back with Tom Marco. We're going to talk about capitalizing your business. How do you do that? He's got some help. Stay with us.
Come home, come home.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.